The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. On coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. There are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs, kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes question him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites? As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandments, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person. The things that come out from within are what defile. For within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, 4.5 years ago, when we had to close our churches down because of the global pandemic, it was very hard for me as a priest because I deeply missed my parishioners. But one of the things I absolutely hated was when we had to do mass and live stream and there was nobody in the church. Because I get a lot of my energy from you all, especially when I'm preaching. I know if I'm going too short, too long, you guys will tell me. Because if I go too long, you start to read the bulletin, right? But you know, when I received the news that we could reopen, I felt like a kid at a candy store. I was so excited. And I gathered a group of parishioners together. We began to plan. And I have to say, I used a lot of my knowledge of working at Disneyland with crowd control. And we were ready to go. And we had everything prepared. And probably like you did here at Holy Family, right? We had social distancing and the hand sanitizer. Remember, we had to use those temperature checks when people came in? And we were ready to go. But I missed a very important thing. That when we reopened that first day, my parishioners did not need a tyrant who was so worried about the rules and not getting in trouble. What they needed to do was to see their caring pastor. But let me tell you, one of my bad traits, it's a good trait, but it's also a bad trait, is when we need to get things done, I could do that, but sometimes I'm so task-oriented that I could turn into a real jerk. I'm the first one to admit it. And when we opened that first day, and you know, we were all expecting this big mob, and that it didn't happen, because people were rightfully worried and concerned. Instead of greeting my parishioners, I was walking up and down, making sure, stay 6 feet apart, keep your mask on. And I was downright rude to some of my flock, who was excited to see me. And you know, they were thinking, what happened to Father Ricky, right? And let me tell you, this parishioner chewed me out. And she had every right to. She got mad. And you know what? I'm glad she did. Because I was acting like a Pharisee. Instead of realizing what my role as their pastor was to listen to them, their fears, their worries, and to welcome them back, I was so caught up in the letter of the law that I failed to be a good disciple that day. Now, she was mad at me for a good month. She'd be at Mass and come in communion, and if she was in my line, she'd jump to the other side, right? We know that trick, so trust me, every priest knows that trick. But eventually, she forgave me. You know, I sought forgiveness, and I thanked her because it snapped me out of why I was being so strict. But we're all guilty of that, are we not? We're so passionate about stuff that sometimes we come off not our very best. And that's what Jesus is warning us about in the gospel. Yes, rules are important. Yes, laws are important. But if we follow the rule of the law and we lack the greatest law, which is the love of God, then we will turn into a Pharisee. And being a Pharisee is kind of easy because we kind of just get to point out faults in people all day. But being a disciple of Christ is much harder. But it's the better way because that's what Jesus teaches us. So what are we learning from this gospel today? Don't become so rigid, you become a jerk. To be quite honest, if we are so worried about following the exact rule of the law with everybody around us, sometimes we become rude, do we not? You know, when I'm driving with my mom and dad, you know, my mom has one of those imaginary brakes in the passenger seat, right? And within 5 minutes, they'll start arguing. She'll say, Rick, you're going too fast, or you're tailgating, right? And my dad will have a reaction, and I always tell them I should have Ubered or Lyfted, right? But the people that we're closest to, sometimes we're the rudest to. And we need to monitor that. The people that we love, sometimes we're the rudest to, my friends. Our gospel is also telling us, do not go around thinking that you're superior or better than other people. And we all struggle with that at times. Whether it's a coworker, or family member, parishioner, somebody that votes differently than you, whatever it is, sometimes we look at the other people and think, look at them, what do they know? Our gospel is giving us a very clear message too, that we need to look at our own lives. Look at our own lives, at what we need to work on, what we need to change. So I want you to stand right now if you've never sinned before. And I'm only standing because I have to. Oh, did you see who stood? Your husband, Jane. You're going to get it, Phil. Good luck. I know he was joking.
I heard the question.
You heard the question. You know, it's easy to point out people's faults all day, right? We're imperfectly imperfect. Perfectly imperfect, each and every one of us. I know when I go to confession myself, I sound like a broken record. Do you ever feel that way? It's like, here I am, Lord, I'm trying my best, but it's those same sins over and over again. So let's be patient with each other. I've shared this quote before, but my favorite quote from St. John Vianney is, God is so very patient with us because he sees us for who we will be one day in heaven. So we're all on that road together, my friends. So, if you were to die today, will you be remembered for being a disciple of Christ who brought people together? Or would you be one of those Pharisees that we hear in the gospel? So a disciple should be known for loving and forgiving, compassionate, welcoming, meeting people where they are in their life. Does it matter where you were born, what language you speak, who you love? You are all equally loved in the eyes of God. And that's what this gospel is reminding us of. To love and to love until it hurts. So remember, Jesus is so loving and merciful towards us. He's asking us to do the same with one another. So if you're going to Mass and you know all of your prayers and You look so holy walking down the aisle receiving communion, but after Mass, you turn into the biggest gossip at Holy Family, right? Or you're cutting people off in the road. You know, we need to say, what could I do better? Or you could be like my family, right? You get in the car and you argue about what you want to eat, right? So my dear friends, I want you to know that I see the good in each and every one of you. God doesn't make junk. He made you different for a reason. Each and every one of you is a good person. But we could all do a little bit better. And we could do a little bit better by listening to our Lord who's telling us today to love one another. Are people in your life going to drive you crazy? Yes or no? Yes. Are you going to drive them crazy? Yes. Don't act like you're perfect, okay? My mom always teases me. She goes, you are so patient with your parishioners and just so sweet. She goes, I ask you one question and you lose patience within half a second. So you're my mom. That's your job. Right? But we all need to grow, myself included. So our Lord is asking us to love a little bit better. Who in your life is Jesus asking you to love better today? Who maybe have you treated unfairly? Who do you need to show more mercy towards? Just think of a person or a group who Jesus is asking you to love more.